It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow. Wherever you are, tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
Changing your life one story at a time. This is the Chicken Soup for the Soul podcast with Editor-in-Chief Amy Newmark.
Hey, it's Amy Newmark with your Chicken Soup for the Soul. And today's inspiration comes from Chicken Soup for the Soul, Navigating Elder Care and Dementia. This book contains the emotional support and practical tips that you need as you navigate the world of elder care, especially when Alzheimer's or other dementias are part of it. You'll feel less alone and more empowered in this role after you read these stories. And it's not all about dementia either. Today, I'm sharing two stories about elderly family members who just needed a purpose and were completely re-energized when, by accident, that purpose came along. So in our first story, Deborah Starling tells us that she moved back home to help when her dad was dying of cancer and her mom was trying to do everything herself. Deborah says, "My mother lived to care for him, but then one day there was nothing more she could do. My father had to go to hospice. He told my mom that not being able to have her homemade greens and cornbread anymore is what would kill him." They laughed, trying to find a humorous moment in what was happening to their 45-year friendship, their marriage, and a love that made even their siblings and friends a little jealous. Deborah says that the night before her father died, he took her hand and asked her to look after her mother. She promised, and the next day he took his last breath. After the funeral, Deborah's mom went into her room and shut the door. She stayed there for 2 months, so sad and listless. This was a vibrant woman who believed in serving others and making a difference in the community, and now she was depressed. Deborah didn't know how to help her, until one day, she was driving by her 92-year-old Aunt Ruby's house on the way home from work. Deborah decided to stop in to see how Aunt Ruby was doing and discovered that her aunt's caregiver had gotten sick and left Ruby alone. Deborah cooked her aunt a meal, got her ready for bed, and locked up. On the way home, she had an epiphany. Aunt Ruby needed a caregiver, and Deborah's mom needed someone to give care to. That night, Deborah talked to her mom through the bedroom door after delivering her dinner. She told her about Aunt Ruby being alone and needing help. The next morning, Deborah's mom emerged from her bedroom and asked to be driven to Ruby's house. Deborah says, "Aunt Ruby welcomed my mother with open arms. They sat around like old friends while my mother cooked meals, helped Aunt Ruby shower, combed her long gray hair, and twisted it into a bun. They were enjoying their special time together." After that, Deborah, her mom, and Aunt Ruby went on some trips together to visit Aunt Ruby's little sister. They took the train and had a great time. Deborah's mom was alive again, smiling and helping out.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Christina Peters has another story in our book about a dramatic turnaround, this time in the case of her Uncle Nelson. Christina's father had always been close to his brother, but they didn't see each other very often now that they were in their 70s. So when her father heard that Nelson was in a care facility at age 75, he was surprised. That did not fit with what he expected for his brother. And when he went to visit Nelson, he found him in a recliner, nearly unresponsive verbally, feeble and wobbly when he walked, and hardly able to go up and down the narrow stairs to his bedroom. And he had been diagnosed with the beginnings of dementia. Christina's dad asked Nelson's daughter to move him to a facility closer to him, saying that he would visit him often if she did that. So she did. And when Christina's dad went to visit Nelson, he found him in even worse shape, unresponsive, confined to his bed, and not getting up for meals or even to use the restroom. Christina's dad made a decision that changed everything. He got his brother an iPad, and he started teaching him how to use it, showing him something new each time he visited. On one visit, Nelson perked up when Christina's dad mentioned Nelson's first car and then showed him a picture of a 1954 Oldsmobile on the iPad. Christina says that was the beginning. Nelson started to open up and talk to dad. They looked up pictures of the shoe factory where Nelson had worked. Dad showed him how to email his son and daughter. Dad showed him pictures of his own family and his home improvement projects. On one visit, dad showed Nelson how to text him, and he practiced right there in the room. And then Nelson started texting regularly. After a month, the nurses commented on the huge change they saw in Nelson. He was communicating. He got out of bed, and he went to physical therapy to learn how to use his walker. He got a shave and a haircut. He looked like a new man. And then he started walking without the walker. And then he joined the other residents on outings, and he went fishing, and he began emailing his children, and they visited him. Over the past 5 years, Nelson has gotten newer iPads. He's learned how to use FaceTime and YouTube. Christina says this, Nelson is a new man, or rather, he is the man that my dad remembers. He does not have dementia. Embracing new technology in the form of an iPad has changed his life. My dad has his brother back, and even though they can't throw baseballs in the yard anymore, they are closer than ever. So the message is to not give up. There are plenty of ways to re-energize the attitude of your elderly loved one, especially if you're not dealing with the devastation of dementia. If you'd like more tips and advice from people who have been there, done that, visit our website, chickensoup.com, and check out our new book, Navigating Elder Care and Dementia. You'll find the book wherever books are sold, including Walmart, Barnes & Noble, Books A Million, and Amazon. And if you'd like to share your own story with our readers, click on Submit Your Story on our website. You'll see the topics that we're working on. You'll see our writing guidelines. And there will also be a form that you fill in to submit your story for consideration. We are working on more than half a dozen topics right now, and you might find one that fits a story that you've always wanted to tell. And please come back for our next episode to hear a couple of stories about family, but this time on the lighter side, with two stories from our new humor collection, Chicken Soup for the Soul, Read, Laugh, Repeat.